Dear brothers and sisters, in our catechesis on the Christian culture of the Middle Ages, we turn once more to St. Bonaventure. Bonaventure was a contemporary of St. Thomas Aquinas, and the two great theologians reveal the rich diversity of the theology of the 13th century. Whereas Thomas saw theology as primarily a theoretical science concerned with knowing God, Bonaventure saw it as a practical, concerned with that wisdom which enables us to love God and conform our wills to His. Thomas' emphasis on truth complements Bonaventure's emphasis on love within the unity of a great common vision. As a Franciscan, Bonaventure reflects the primacy of love embodied in the life of St. Francis. He was also deeply influenced by the theology of Pseudo-Dionysius, with its emphasis on the heavenly hierarchies, which serve as steps leading the creature to communion with the triune God. Pseudo-Dionysius also inspired his reflections on the darkness of the cross, when the ascent of the mind to God, reason can go no further, and love enters the divine mystery. As a great maestro of prayer, Bonaventure invites us to let our minds and hearts arise from some contemplation of creation to rest in God's eternal love. Today is the Feast of St. Patrick, and in a special way I greet all the Irish faithful and pilgrims here present. As you know, in recent months the church in Ireland has been severely shaken as a result of the child abuse crisis. As a sign of my deep concern, I have written a pastoral letter dealing with this painful situation. I will sign it on the solemnity of St. Joseph, the guardian of the Holy Family and patron of the Universal Church, and send it soon after. I ask all of you to read it for yourselves with an open heart and in a spirit of faith. My hope is that it will help in the process of repentance, healing, and renewal. I welcome all the English-speaking visitors, especially those from England, Ireland, Denmark, Indonesia, and the United States of America. Upon you and your families, invoke God's abundant blessings.